Leaders, you and I both know how important social media is. Think about it like this. In the attention economy, there are hundreds of billions of hours spent by billions of eyes scrolling through social media every single day. If your business is not present, you're in trouble. Here's the problem. You're a busy leader. You don't have time to manage your own account. That's why you need Stevie Social, a social media agency that is going to take you and your business to the next level. Stevie Social specializes in delivering tailored social media strategies and seamless execution plans just for you. The strategies you get from Stevie Social are custom to your business, and they make it a plan that is effective for long-term growth. In today's digital landscape, a strong social media presence is essential, regardless of your industry. Go to Stevie.social today, that's Stevie.social, to schedule a free discovery call with them and click that you heard it on Leader Growth with David Skidmore. They'll give you a promo code of 15% off your first month with them. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. Stevie Social, they're changing the game. Go to Stevie.social, that's Stevie.social today. March Madness is crazy, right? College basketball brackets, buzzer beaters, small schools beating the big giants. You know what else is crazy? Trying to make it through the week after spring break without that caffeine boost. Go to Coffee Slingers on 10th and Broadway in Oklahoma City today and use the promo code David to get 10% off handcrafted beverages through the month of March. I'm holding my Coffee Slingers mug right here. What you want to do is you want to go today and order the semi-sweet mocha made with Askanosi chocolate. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Or you can get the Americano like I do. I think it's the best Americano that I've ever had. Go to Coffee Slingers today and use the promo code David on your order for 10% through the month of March. Go to Coffee Slingers today. Welcome to the Leader Growth Podcast. I'm David Skidmore. This podcast is designed to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. And today is episode number 50, which feels like a big moment. I like to celebrate milestone moments. And here we are, episode 50. Thank you to all of you who have been listening, who have been engaging. It's such an honor to be able to share this content with you each and every week. If you're watching on YouTube, if you go ahead and subscribe to it, Apple, Spotify, wherever you are joining us, if you would subscribe to it on your preferred platform, that would mean a whole lot. Also, if you would leave a rating, if you would review it, that would mean a lot as well. And finally, it means the most when you share it with someone, because that means that you're helping someone out with these messages. Well, today, I want to ask you a simple question, and it's this: is it time for a refresh? Let me ask again, is it time for a refresh? Here is a definition of refresh. It means to give new strength or energy to reinvigorate. To refresh implies the supplying of something necessary to restore lost strength, animation, or power. You might think about it as a refreshing drink. I saw this online on one of the dictionary examples. It says, after a long, hot run, a glass of lemonade might refresh you. In my experience, a glass of lemonade has never refreshed me after a long, hot run. To give new energy and strength to someone, they even say that a good night's sleep will refresh you. And I think sometimes in life, it's time to hit the reset button. But the idea of a reset means to set something again, to move it back to its original place or position. I don't think that this is necessarily a moment where we all need to go back and start over. So often people say, man, I've just got to go back. I've got to reset everything. Sometimes you don't need to reset. Sometimes you just need to refresh. And so while some of you might need to do a full reset, I would encourage you today that I believe that what most of us need is a refresh. When I think about this podcast, the desire, as I said earlier, is to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation. And here's what I know, just as you know, is that life is hard. Work can be complex. Relationships are nuanced. Life can have a whole lot of variables. And so my hope is that this podcast is a source of refreshment for you, that when you feel weary and tired, that this is like a cold drink of water for you after you have been wandering in the proverbial desert. That's what I'm hoping this podcast does. I hope that it refreshes you. And if you've been around for a little while, you know that I'm big on hope. I love this quote from Lewis B. Smedes, who said, "Hope is to our spirits what oxygen is to our lungs. Lose hope and you die. They may not bury you for a while, but without hope, you are dead inside. The only way to face the future is to fly straight into it on the wings of hope. Hope is the energy of the soul. Hope is the power of tomorrow. And what if today, what if we add in hope to your life? What if we increase your level of hope? As Dr. Chan Hellman said, hope is the belief that the future can be better than today and that you have the power to make it so. And I believe that you have the power to make a better future than you are living even today, even if your life is great by so many accounts. The very first episode, I shared this quote. It's guided a lot of how I think about this podcast. And this quote comes from John H. Scar. He said, "The future is not some place we are going to, but it's one that we are creating. The paths to it are not found, but made. In the activity of making them changes both the maker and the destination." I'll read that again because it's such a profound quote. The future is not some place we are going to, but one we are creating. The paths to it are not found, but made. And the activity of making them changes both the maker and the destination. So that's what I want us to do, is I want us to look at, as we refresh, what does it look like for us to intentionally make plans? And as we intentionally make plans, as we move forward, that we find that we are changed as well in the process. So here we go. Number one, when I ask this question, is it time for a refresh? I believe that the most important place that you can start is actually on the inside. We really believe in this podcast about the principle and the idea of changing from the inside out. So number one, to refresh your spirit. I think we're making a big mistake if we're not refreshing our own spirits. What is your spirit? Some of you might call it your life force. Some of you might call it your soul, and some of you might refer to it as your inner conscience. I want to say that your spirit is the life on the inside of you. It's the part of you that guides you into living a life of faith, hope, and love. And here's what I know. I know that you can be in the battle of your life, weary from the fight, and yet your spirit can be fresh. Your body can be weary, your mind can be exhausted, your heart can be broken, and yet your spirit can be hopeful. And so many people do not prioritize refreshing their own spirit. How do you do this? How do you refresh your own spirit? There are some different ways, but I believe first off, your spirit is meant to connect with God, to love God. And then secondly, I believe that your spirit is meant to love people. And so a few ways that you can refresh your spirit. One of those ways is through prayer. I believe that prayer is a conversation with God. And one of the cool things is that prayer is actively in our own way, wherever we are in our journey. It's our path of seeking God. It's our path of wanting to connect with Him. As one of my mentors said once, he said, God is the absolute worst at playing hide and seek. And the reason is that He loves to be found by us. And so there's this beautiful thing, I believe, that happens on the inside of us when we begin to pursue God and really desire Him, because what He does is He loves to come and refresh our very spirits. I also would just encourage you to embrace the quiet. I think that that's something that is rare today. We talk about it often on this podcast. We talk about even recently, I talked about the power of solitude. I want to encourage you to find moments of quiet where you shut off your technology so that your spirit can have a moment to speak about things, about how things are on the inside of your life. I believe that walks can be a great way for you to let your spirit breathe. We often work with our minds, we love with our hearts, and we work out with our bodies. But when we simply walk, we begin to connect with our inner self. And I believe that that's one of those ways that we can take time to refresh our inner life. And I want to encourage you, take time to refresh your inner life. Second is this, refresh your heart. Are you a fan of Parks and Rec? I'm a fan of Parks and Rec. I don't know if you remember this, but there's a character named Mona Lisa Saperstein, and she and her brother, Jean Ralphio, while often being wild and hilarious and memorable in a thousand ways, are also chaos personified. Mona Lisa is the outcome of growing up spoiled with no discipline at all, when you are always given whatever you want, whenever you want. And so one of her famous lines in the show is putting out her hand and saying, "Money, please." Do you remember that? She's like, "Money, please." And if people refuse her, she threatens to set the building they are in on fire or do something crazy. And so what you see in this moment is it's entitlement at its highest level. Most leaders I know actually function the opposite way of Mona Lisa Saperstein. They don't want to appear entitled at all. So what they usually do is they push away the actual needs that they have and that they are experiencing and they are feeling in life. They put everyone else first, put themselves last, and they are running on E. So if this is you, then you may be in desperate need of encouragement. What does that look like for you? It might look like kind words. It might look like affirmation. Might look like needing to be served by others. Some of you are just wanting someone to give you a hug. Anybody been there before? A gift for all of your hard work. Like sometimes we just want to be noticed. So I'm not saying to walk up like Mona Lisa with your hand out saying gift cards, please, or affirmation, please, encouragement, please, kind words, please. But there's also a point to it where we have to get better at speaking up what our heart really needs, speaking up about what's going on the inside of us. And so maybe it is look like you asking for gift cards. I know most of you would never do something like that, but let me know if you do. It might go nicely for you. What I'm saying is this: you need to find language to be able to connect with others in a way that will refresh your heart. To say to others, like, this is where I'm at, and this is where I'm in need currently. And the truth is that when we don't communicate our needs, that's when we become needy. When we don't communicate our needs, then we become needy and we end up wanting people to play a guessing game, trying to fix things for us. So let me tell you, it doesn't come naturally to me to do this. It doesn't come naturally to me to ask others to meet my needs. I'm guessing it doesn't come naturally to you, but let's refresh our own hearts so that we can refresh others. Okay, here we go. Number three, refresh your body. We're going to get really specific. Drink water instead of wine. Come on, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying you got to hydrate. So go on some light walks, eat some clean protein and clean carbs. You'll hear this from me often. I'm very pro carb. You're feeling frustrated. Have some carbs. Maybe you need to go down to Coffee Slingers. Use that promo code David. Get yourself the Americano, 10% off. It's a fantastic idea. Maybe you don't have to be cranky. Maybe you just need some carbs. You know, I think people would do a little bit better if they had a few more carbs. People go, man, I'm cutting out all the carbs. Okay, fantastic. I just hope you don't lose all your friends as well while you're cranky. Sorry if that comes across a little harsh to those of you who are starving yourselves of carbs. But maybe that's why you need carbs, is because it came across harsh and we just want you to feel better about yourself. There are some ways as well that you can refresh your body. Like, have you all heard of the float tank? I have not floated yet. That's something that I'm wanting to do soon. If you have done it, let me know. You can get me on social media at I'm David Skidmore. Let me know on Instagram about your float experience. Personally, I like to do cryotherapy. I know for some of you, this doesn't sound refreshing at all to walk into a chamber that is set at negative 220 degrees Fahrenheit and to stand there in the cold air for 3 minutes. But for me, there's something really amazing about it. And what it does is it does reduce inflammation, allows your body to bounce back, especially after some really difficult workouts, resets dopamine levels. Huberman has a lot of really interesting stuff to say about cold plunges and just cold exposure. I found that I prefer cryotherapy a bit more to a cold plunge, though cold plunges are a little less expensive. So I probably lean towards the cold plunge in general, but if I get a cryotherapy session, I'm going to use it. I'm going to love it. Something else I'll do sometimes is I'll get in the sauna and sit for 20, 25 minutes. I did a sauna this past fall with Chad Arnold and Elijah Weaver. It was the hottest sauna that I've been in as far, I mean, like Chad cranked the heat up in there to a level that was, I could barely withstand it. I was basically a puddle by the end of it. I think it's the biggest sweat of my life. In the next few days, the interesting thing was I felt a refreshment unlike anything else. We did the sauna and then the cold plunge. If you do that, I would recommend doing that in the evening, because when you put those two back to back, it's like a cocktail that's going to knock you out. I felt like falling asleep all day after that. But if you do that in the evening, you'll wake up the next day feeling amazing. Maybe you're tired about hearing about, you know, cold exposure, heat exposure, all that. So, you know, maybe it's not that for you. Maybe it's stretching, Pilates, lifting weights. I like to get in the weight room and then melt a bit of fat off just on the Stairmaster. I want to refresh my body. I believe that when you refresh your body, you get to refresh everything else inside of you as well. In fact, I believe that that's like the most important discipline that I've added in the past 15 months has been the consistent workouts and the dialed in eating. Though, if I'm being completely honest, I haven't been quite as dialed in the past couple months on the food. The workouts have been there. The food's getting dialed in again. Next 6 months are going to be pretty great. Part of this challenge with about 18 men right now. You can check in with me on that. These guys are absolutely wild. Some of them, it's like they don't take breaks. And it's going to push me 6 months. You think a challenge is difficult when it's like 3 weeks? I did one in the fall for 3 months. It's pretty intense. You go 6 months, it's a different deal. I'll just say that. In fact, I don't even know if I've done a 6 month fitness challenge like this before that was as dialed in on the habits and everything else that, we're tracking. So excited to share more of that as we go along. Number four, refresh your mind. You know, one of the things I've started using again is the mind training tool called Mendy. That's M-E-N-D-I. This is not a paid ad, but using a neurofeedback device has helped refresh my mind. And so I actually learned about some of these neurofeedback devices watching the show on Netflix called Quarterback. Kirk Cousins uses these devices a lot. And you know what else helps refresh your mind is getting rid of your social media apps. If you're in a mental rut, you might actually check out of the social media world for a bit. You might take, you know, a 30-day, 60-day hiatus and just let your mind refresh. More than this, though, I believe that there is an incredible power to your mind refreshing through deep work. Cal Newport wrote the standard on this. His book is called Deep Work. I think the unfortunate part is that deep work is now something that a lot of people say, but most people don't do. So people think deep work is just about getting a little bit more focus that helps them be more productive. But what they're not doing in those times is they're not necessarily building their mind as a muscle. They're not directing their attention to greater levels of focus. And so when you really get to disciplined deep work and you get into a consistent rhythm of it, it has an incredible way of re-energizing, refreshing your mind. And so the pathway to do this is allowing your brain to restore. That's one of the essentials when you're in deep work. And so the more that you do real deep work, the more that you're going to want to guard that that area of your life by guarding distractions that would otherwise sabotage your growth in the areas of deep work. When you're constantly in distracted mode, in reactive mode, in scrolling mode, your brain will struggle to get to the places of deep work that you desire. When you silence some of that noise, that's where you're able to lock in and focus at a higher level. Here was a quote that I heard recently. I love this. It said, if you keep interrupting your evening to check and respond to email or put aside a few hours after dinner to catch up on an approaching deadline, you're robbing your directed attention centers of the uninterrupted rest they need for restoration. Even if these work dashes consume only a small amount of time. Think about that. Just like checking your email again in the evening. Even if these work dashes consume only a small amount of time, they prevent you from reaching the levels of deeper relaxation in which attention restoration can occur. Only the confidence that you're done with work until the next day can convince your brain to downshift to the level where it can begin to recharge for the next day to follow. Put another way, trying to squeeze a little more work out of your evenings might reduce your effectiveness the next day enough that you end up getting less done than if you had instead respected a shutdown. That comes from the author of Deep Work, Cal Newport. The encouragement is, if you want to use deep work both as a discipline to get more out of you and to restore your mind, to refresh your mind to higher levels of focus and growth, one of the most important things is to create space and to create guardrails, to create boundaries, so that in the evening, you're shutting down and that you're getting ready to come back and lock in on deep work once again. Number four, really believe this. One of the most important things that you can do today is to refresh your mind. And then number five is this: refresh others. Solomon wrote this. He said, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Don't you love that? A generous person will prosper. When you lean in your life, when you lean in to this idea of being a refreshment to others, you understand that whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. If you want to be refreshed, try this out. Refresh others. Encourage. Build up. Write the note. Make the call. Invite them to coffee. Invite them to dinner. Show up curious and show up caring. What does that look like? Maybe before you have a coffee with someone, you mentally review some things that you know about their life. And you show up intentional, you show up on purpose, you show up really curious, you show up caring about them. Isn't it amazing? I mean, when you think about it, isn't it amazing when you meet with someone who refreshes you? Don't you love that? Be that person. Be that person who refreshes others. I believe that if we do these things, we're going to be refreshed in our lives. Once again, you may not be at a time in your life where you need a full system reset. It may just be as simple as it's time to refresh. Is it time to refresh? If so, remember, we walked through five things today. Number one, refresh your spirit. Two, refresh your heart. Three, refresh your body. Four, refresh your mind. And five, remember the power that happens when you refresh others. I want to say thank you today for joining us today on the Leader Growth Podcast. Thank you to our sponsors today for this episode, Stevie Social and Coffee Slingers. It's an honor to be able to serve you all this week with fresh leadership content. If you feel refreshed by this, once again, would you subscribe to this podcast? You can get it on Apple, Spotify. You can watch the episodes on YouTube. I'm looking forward to being back here with fresh content to refresh you next week. Until then, elevate your life and your leadership. I'll see you next time.
The formula. Watch me demonstrate. See, I'm determined and dedicated. Watch what I create. And when resistance is persistent, I go harder in a pain. I just put you up on game so I can watch you elevate. Let's fly. Wake up in the morning.